Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This way. Hello and welcome along to the VMTV Rugby Pod. Just like a couple of weeks ago, Fiona Hayes and Jenny Murphy are back. Great to have you back, girls. I suppose we better dive straight into it. Ireland, two defeats, but played pretty well against Italy, just didn't get it done. I think that's fair to say, certainly in the first half anyway. Fiona, if we come to you, they would have expected to win that game though, wouldn't they?
I think after last year, Stu, this group probably wouldn't expect to win anything. They're fighting for everything at the minute. I think they might have expected to have a bit more in attack and things to click a little better, but that didn't happen for them. But you can see as the tournament goes on that they're definitely growing. I think their defence in the first game was outstanding. Probably didn't see enough attack. As in getting over the gain line, really going after Italy in that second game. But I think we'll see it against Wales. They've had 2 weeks off now. So they'll be disappointed with their result because it was there for the taking. And I suppose with that as well, Stu, there were six points down in the last, few minutes and easily could have come away with the win as well. And probably would have been hard on Italy showing how well they played, but that's what this team are about. I suppose they need to get the win, and that would have taken the pressure off going into this week.
Jenny created some great opportunities, but their error count was very high. Suppose the pressure does that to you on this group, maybe our young group, and is that something they obviously will work on? But how do you even in training try and get better in that, or is it a case of playing matches and just being in that test arena?
I think it's kind of, you need as much time as possible in the boiling pot to kind of get used to that pressure, that heat, the lack of time. Like, you don't have a lot of time on the ball. When you get hit in the Six Nations, it's a bigger hit than you would in, like, the Premiership or in the AIL. And all those things came to a front as well. Like, that team, in terms of caps and experience, there's obviously areas where, you know, we'd love a little bit more of the older heads or girls that have been in those situations before, because like Ireland started so positively, like out the blocks the first 10 minutes, super aggressive, played really well, got on the end of some good chances, and then just things didn't start to go your way and it compounded a little bit, so error after error. I think in that instance, when you've got maybe older heads in the game, kind of like, okay, we don't have to force it. Play it simple. Give us a bit of territory. Let's ease a little bit of pressure and go from there. And we didn't really do that. And Italy took advantage of that and took advantage as well.
Fiona, Sam Mullen came back in. Big boost, obviously. You will obviously love the set piece, as you do, the scrum and line out, and rightly so. Did you feel that was much better in Dublin than it was in France?
Yeah, definitely. I thought that the line out went well. It's funny, Sam Monin only played one game and she's up there with the stats for most line out takes as well. I think she's on 7. So it shows Wales, I suppose, this week that Ireland like to throw to Sam Monaghan, so they're going to have a look at that and maybe vary who the takers in the line-out are, but it's what they needed against Italy. They needed, probably would like a better percentage and maybe cleaner ball at times, but in terms of her coming back into the game, line-out was definitely a lot steadier. She's brilliant to have behind you in the scrum as well, really strong lock in there, and I just thought, obviously, she was out and came back in. I just thought it was a composed, performance by her. Not her usual self, you know, not as many Bill moments, Sonny Bill moments, as we are used to seeing, but she still had a beautiful offload at one stage. So she's someone who, if we watch her through the Six Nations, is the same as the Premiership. I think at the start, this type of player, she grows and grows. The more confident she is, the more she comes into her game. So I think we'll see even a better performance again from her this week.
Jenny, on...
I think as well, on that, like...
Say, what, yeah, bring it in there.
She's coming in cold, having not played many games and has still done really well and not looked out of place at all, which is a testament to her ability as a player, but just kind of getting stuck in. She was constantly making herself available for sort of tip-on passes for those carries. She's an absolute workhorse, and that's, decent amount of minutes behind her now. I'd say her lungs would be busting the gut, because there's only so much running and fitness and match prep you can do before, like, you actually get a taste of, you know, getting absolutely pummeled in contact wise. So I thought, like, she did well, and, like, kind of similar to what Fiona was saying, I expect her to be one that will kind of grow into it even further and make more of a mark on the game against Wales this weekend.
Jenny, staying with you on that, she obviously is one of Ireland's most prominent carriers. Can they overuse her going forward?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you can. You can't keep on going back and trying, like, too much. It becomes predictable, and teams are going to be able to nullify her. They'll be able to nullify those key players. You need to kind of spread the load. You don't want to be asking too much of certain players. You get fatigued, tired, injured, worst case scenario, and then you're missing them from further games, but also you're dead in your feet after 60 minutes having done a huge amount. So it's also other players putting their hand up and trying to get through that too. I think she'll steady the ship massively, and I would imagine she gives players around her that bit more confidence. They know what they're doing, they're on the same page. We wouldn't want to overutilize, both when it comes to carrying, but also, you know, within the lineup, you need different danger women around the park. And that's what players want too. You don't want to have, you know, one talismanic player trying to lift everything. In Ireland, that's not the case. They've got some strong players in some key areas, but just we want a little bit more and a little bit more consistency as well.
Fresh news breaking, Fiona. Cliona Maloney makes a squad after a couple of years out. That was the big boost. Brought back in last week to train and now makes the match day squad for Wales. What can she add? They seem to be buzzing to have her back in, and more importantly, she seems to be absolutely electric to be back out there.
Absolutely. What a player to bring in at this stage. And, you know, it's funny, Jenny, you talked about, you know, having that knowledge, having those capped players out there when things are going wrong to look to who've been there before and say, look, settle things down. This is what we need to do. She's certainly that player. I mean, the energy she brings. We speak about Niamh Jones and how electric she is in her ball carry and how she gets stuck in, and she's been absolutely outstanding so far. But imagine having someone on the bench who can bring you that for another 20 minutes. And that's not to say, maybe I could be wrong, that's not to say you could bring Clean on at any stage and move Niamh Jones to back row as well, because we know she's the ability and to do that. She's a tackle machine, so it's quite exciting. I think Clean, I suppose, has been exiled for quite a while, and she's also going to want to get out there and prove how she's been playing, because I know last year there was talk of from management, there was talk that she wasn't in form, and I couldn't understand that. I was wondering what games they were watching, because I watched the Prem and she was playing Super Rugby. And let's call a spade, the line-out hasn't been the best at times, and having someone like Cliona back in there, that's no disrespect to Niamh Jones, she's absolutely outstanding, but for some reason it hasn't been clicking, being lift, throw, movement, it hasn't been as good as it should be. So I think Cliona coming in will settle that down. And from, we talk about my love of set piece as well, from my days of being with Clean Up and camp, you know, scrummaging is something, an area of the game where she really puts the work in. She's really hard, she gets so low, and she just brings the whole front row with her. So I'm excited to see her get on and get a few minutes under her belt anyway, and we'll see what the battle is like then for the following week in Twickenham.
And Jenny, surely this is exactly what this team needs, more competition. It's going to create better results.
Oh, 100%. If you've got a locked in, if you're comfortable knowing full well that you have a starting jersey, you're not in a good place overall. It should be, you should be really nervous, not nervous, but every training that you go out when it comes to Ireland or your province, you know, it's like, okay, this is my opportunity to show what I'm capable of. And you're putting your hand up for selection. If you're kind of quietly confident going into match day week that, yeah, you've got it locked in, that's not a good look for a national team at all. It needs to be tough to get there. And I think the battle for that hooker jersey between Maloney and Jones is going to be great. Because like when you're battling a night like that, you make each other better. And that kind of in-house competition drives you and pushes you further. And then as well, like if you've got really solid teammates in there, obviously you want to start, but making your teammate that bit better, that's hopefully going to get you the win as well, is in itself really rewarding. So I think this is only a positive thing, and it'd be great to see what she brings to the squad, both in terms of the environment, but also her experience. She's been in the Premiership for a number of years now as well, would have played against a lot of these Welsh players. So yeah, I'm sure she'll have some little ideas to share within camp as well, to kind of bring them out on Saturday.
Fiona, Scott Beeman's not afraid to make the big calls. We saw that in round two. He drops his cool captain out of the squad and Adele McMahon. She's back involved. She's got a point to prove.
Absolutely. And like, I'm a big Tricky fan. You know, Adele has been someone I've seen grow up from playing with Connacht from starting out, and her whole journey over to playing in the Premiership. So she's someone I've watched intently, and I couldn't believe it personally, because, you know, to drop your captain from the week before completely off the squad, I think I texted a couple of people. I just presume she had a little niggle, and she didn't. But look, this might be the best thing that's ever happened to her. We might see a performance of her life, because she's now knows that absolutely, like Jenny said, nobody's safe, and she's got to go out there, and maybe she's not in the form that he would like to have seen. You know, I thought she had a good game against France, but not exceptional, and maybe he wants his back rows exceptional. He wants them everywhere around the pitch, so it's exciting for her in a way. She doesn't probably see it that way, but it's exciting for her to be able to get a chance this week. They lost against Italy, and she can now get in there and maybe make those huge hits, those big turnovers, and show him exactly what she can provide for this squad.
Fiona, do you think that's what he would have said to her, the likes of Declan Danaher and Scott Beamans, you know, when he pulled her aside saying, look, you're not going to be in this squad, we want to see more of you? Is it too simple to say more tackles, more carries? Or why would she have got dropped?
Look, in looking at his squad that I've seen last week, I would imagine he's really focusing on fitness. Not that Adele isn't fit, but this hybrid kind of back row, second row. We saw the bench, two hybrid back row, second rows that can come on. You've Brittany, they're real athletic. They're, I suppose, everywhere around the pitch. They're that type of player. So I think Tricky is exceptional, or Adele is exceptional in her carry, in her physical contact area. That's something, you know, I love on my team as a coach. I love that, whether it's a six or a seven, I want that physical player getting in your face, absolutely going after the ruck, making those hits, bouncing back into the line. But I think with the squad that he picked last week, I would imagine he's looking at more attacking style of rugby. That's not saying that Adele doesn't tack, but for me, that's what he would have decided. So I think he looked at that, and he's trying to get the balance now. So she's getting another shot this week. I would imagine she's been told, get on the ball, because tackling wise or ability to slow down the ruck, she certainly has that. But maybe he didn't see her enough in her carries in that first game. So he'll have told her exactly what he wants to see. She definitely had great leadership in that France game, because we saw how they performed defensively. But I would imagine from last week, it was more of an attacking performance. Maybe he wants to see a little bit more from her.
Another big selection he's made is at 10. Dana O'Brien gets her second start. Nicole Farley started against France. Bit of chopping and changing there, Jenny. How important is it, willing all being well, that injuries stay the same, that one of the 10s, be it Dana, gets the next three games? Surely you need a run.
Yeah, like, to be honest, I think how he's approached this tournament so far is like both 10s have got like a decent amount of game time, and it's kind of what you want. He's not kind of picking and sticking in the hopes that it's working. He's generally given both of them a proper crack and seeing where they kind of can build from there.
Do you like that? Like, Jana's obviously like got that? Like, Do you think that's good?
Like, as a centre, no. As a centre, I want to know, like, I want to build up, like, a bit of consistency. Like, both tens, they play quite differently. And, like, timing kind of getting in sync a little bit. That's something that it doesn't come straight away. And it's really difficult to for all the jigsaw pieces to kind of fall into place within a week, 2 weeks. And as well as that, the centre partnerships have changed somewhat too. So, listen, like, you're putting the backs under a bit of pressure in that regard. But in saying that, we haven't had locked-in players from 9 to 13, really, in a number of years. So it's, I guess he's still trial and error trying to see what's actually working. I would imagine there's some markers that he set out for Dana in this game in terms of, like, bit more consistency, bit sharper. You like flatter ball, go to the line, but spread it that bit quicker. I mentioned this already before, but like you need to be trying to bring in someone like Bevan Parsons earlier. And if you're holding on to the ball a second too long at 10, then it's another second delays to get to 12 or 13, and then another second until it gets to Parsons. And that those seconds add up and eat into her space. And if she doesn't have as much space to work with, she's not going to be able to do as much damage. So you need to be razor sharp, really clinical, know exactly where you want to go, and kind of organize a little bit more around the park. Dan is really young, and sometimes trying to become a little bit bossy can be a bit tricky, but you want your 10 to be demanding. You want them to know exactly where you want the pack to move to in and out. Sometimes even if it's not the right move, or it's not the right call, if you do it definitively and with a bit of assertion, it can go a long way. So I think he's giving her an opportunity there. I think Wales is a chance for Ireland to get a win on the board, but it would be, you know, you've got your 40 minutes. This is what I want you to do. This is your opportunity. Now go to it.
Fiona, as a coach yourself this year in the AIL, of course you're going to want me to say you're doing well. I know you are. That's very good. Do you sit, you know, when do you pick your team? And also, do you maybe, I know everyone says game by game, but I hope you give me a wee bit more than that. But in a couple of weeks' time, do you say there's a game we can give maybe the number two fly half a crack? Or do you only look literally 5 days in advance, if that makes sense, because they are all big games in inverted commas?
Yeah, look, I would in general kind of be consistent in how I pick a team. But on the other side of things, you have to be rewarded if you're training well. So I'd always have my team in theory in my head with my coaching staff. We talk about this. And then players can play themselves in the team, or you could actually play yourself out of a game. Like, it's based on how you're training the week of it. So it's not that, you know, you've knocked yourself out of contention just by having one training session. But it's just your ability to be able to reward people who are training very well. But I have to be honest with you, with the start of the season in particular, us getting those big results, I think it was due to consistency and people working on their partnerships. And I felt that after two games, things were clicking. Obviously with the Celtic Cup and a few other bits and pieces, that changed throughout the season. And at times we're struggling to find that consistency with players. It's different, I suppose, if you're professional athletes, but from my perspective, consistency is a lot got to do with how these teams click. And on the Dana point as well, just I would be very much of stick with your 10, especially at that level of a competition. You had your 5-6 weeks to have a look at who's on top, who's performing. Now just stick with your 10 and I suppose give them a good rattle at the Six Nations. And yes, if the other 10 comes on and makes a huge impression, 100% change it. But it's such a key place in the game. And as Jenny said, you know, yes, she's young, but she played last season as well. And I certainly know a few tens that didn't matter their age, they were still cranky and bossing everyone around the pitch the minute they came up to camp. So I'm sure she just needs to develop. Jenny's probably played it her. Jenny's probably played it her, so she knows that maybe that maybe that isn't part of her character, but you've just got to nail that, because if your pack can see you're confident, even if you're wrong sometimes, and we know a few tens who are definitely wrong sometimes that would tell you they're right, but I think it's a key to that. And you can see that even with Crowley at the minute. He's like a little baby-faced buddy. You can see him bossing that pack around and telling everyone exactly where to go. So I think the more you start, the more you get confident as a 10 as well.
Jenny, a last one on the 10 and Dan O'Brien. I know you play with her, I've played with her. I'm not sure how well you know her or not, but is she the sort of girl to come to you and say, Jenny, what, not what I need to get better at, but sort of, do you have any advice for me, or are you not in that position?
No, Dan is from playing with her at Old Belvo. It's a while ago now. Obviously, last season it was focusing on Celtic Cup, so we didn't have the opportunity for her to play in black and white last year. But ask questions. She's constantly kind of asking questions and having a look and trying to get a better understanding. And I would hope that she's at picking Nicole's brain as well when it comes to trying to understand the why behind certain things. And then being in that high performance camp as well, you'd hope that players need to be coachable and they need to be comfortable getting feedback, whether the feedback is good or bad. From my experience with Dana, I could bark at her a few times during the game and she'll nod the head and get on with it. She's a competitor. She wants to get better. So I wouldn't imagine she'd be she'd shirk away from asking for support, advice, or a point of view from not just her peers but also from the coaching staff as well. I think it'd be quite it's quite daunting going into Irish camp when you're young. I know I was shitting a brick, pardon my French, for the first couple of weeks.
So you kind of get swear word before midday.
You've got time to beep it out. It's grand.
No, we're keeping that in. Keep going.
It can be sometimes hard to ask for help, because then you're kind of letting yourself be known, being vulnerable, being like, oh, I'm not really sure of everything, or really sure of anything. And it's rugby. You're never going to know whether you've been playing for 40 years or 4 months. There's so much to learn and get better at, and it's just asking the question. I would think that she'd be confident enough to be approaching staff and being like, here, what do I need to work on? What can help me cement this starting jersey? And same for Nick as well. She's been around the block and she knows what she needs to do as well, but I don't think she'd shy away from asking for advice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fiona,
can I come in that shoe as well?
Yeah, itching to get in.
Just a little thing on that. There was a couple of points in the game where I really felt like Ireland should have kicked for the post. One point, they were 8 points down and they had a penalty just outside of 22, right? As a captain, I loved when my 10 came up to me and said, I want that. Can I have that? Let's go for post. That kind of awareness is huge in the game, and it's going to be huge against Wales. Whether they've discussed that themselves in camp, I'm sure they did this week, but I really felt like with players like Dana and Nicole, you have brought them not only for their kicking game, but that is a huge factor. You need to use them in those key moments. And I suppose my point on Dana is maybe she does it or maybe she doesn't. But I loved the 10 saying, I'll have that. And you might be thinking, will I go for the line or what will I do here? When they look at you and say, absolutely, yes, please. You get a bit of confidence and you want them to do that. So I'd love to see her taking control in those situations as well.
Sticking with the game specifics and getting more into the nuggets of this weekend against Wales. Jenny, they've obviously had their change in harness at 10 with Eleanor Snow still retiring and Clicky George coming in. She started two games so far at 10. She was very good, Premiership winner last year with Gloucester, and we've talked off air about how good she was at club level 10. Started actually in the back row. But how do you feel she's going as an international 10?
Probably a bit shakier than her time at Gloucester. I think as well, when you look at Gloucester and the setup they have, she's working with a nine like Mo Hunt, who is stellar. And it makes your job at 10 so much easier when you've got someone of that experience beside you. 10-wise, I don't think we've seen the best of her yet, both with ball in hand and kicking-wise. There's been some, frankly, dodgy placements off the tee, so I can't imagine she's going to be too happy with her performances of late in the Welsh jersey, but I would imagine Wales would be targeting this game as something that they are more than capable of winning.
Fiona, how to, on the reverse to that, how do Ireland beat Wales? Is it more attacking rugby, offloads, everything clicking? Are they big enough to go at Wales in the pack? Is that fair enough? Are they big and strong enough, or do they not even look at it like that?
No, I'd say they don't even look at that. They're going to concentrate on their own game, and having 28 handling errors and 17 turnovers last week or 2 weeks ago is an area they really need to sort out. And they certainly will, I would imagine, having coming into camp, they'll be looking at maybe keeping things a little bit tighter. So I think with Wales, you want to keep it, even reviewing from the last two games with my coaching hat off. And as they get into about that 20-minute mark, same as the second half, the rucks become really narrow. So I think there is lots of space out wide. So definitely, Jenny's touched on it. So definitely the sharpness of the ball getting to the wings hasn't been good enough. It's been slow. By the time Maven got her hands on the ball a couple of times, there's already three defenders. And you have the likes of Jasmine Joy. She's going to be up in your face defending if you can get... if it's too slow. So I think Ireland are going to have to look at that area. A huge thing is defence of one is keeping Callender out of the game. I spoke about 17 turnovers. If they don't look after her from the back row perspective and keep her away from Irish ball, they're in for a real treat, because she has been absolutely outstanding in turnover ball and slowing things down. And another area which is key is the maul. So myself and Jenny were actually talking about this. Wales are really good, and Ireland probably conceded more yards against Italy at that area than they would have liked to. So, and looking at how they played last year against Wales, just in that area, I suppose where they got really caught out was their decision-making around whether to get up for the ball and contest or whether to stay down and absolutely hit them all. And I think at times when they stay down, they're able to blast it. And the referee, to be fair, is very quick in telling teams use it if they don't get those meters. They have been quite good this season in calling that. So I think Ireland need to make those decisions early, having Sam Monaghan back in there, having the likes of Doherty Wall to make those decisions is good. But if they go up, contest, don't win the ball, they're in big trouble at maul time with this Welsh team, because they put England under pressure as well, and they have the ability to get huge yards around that area.
Final one in this game, Jenny, and a very basic one, but the most important one. Are Ireland good enough to win on Saturday?
Yeah, they are good enough. It's just a matter of, like, they kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit against Italy.
What gives you in your head that they are good enough? Why do you say that?
I think we've seen the progress they've made from last year's Six Nations to this year. And, like, defensively, the improvement has been significant. When we have ball in hand, that's where I'm probably like, okay, we haven't made as much progress as I'd like. We don't look particularly dangerous in a lot of areas, but there is some kind of shape forming, and I'm hoping and hopeful that it's going to click. I think like Ireland's offloading game, once we don't use it too much, can be really, really effective. And also just getting our centres probably to manipulate that midfield that little bit more, stick them, hold them, and get the ball out to the wings earlier, and we can do a bit of damage. I think Ireland are more than capable of winning this. We just need to be playing smart. Like, you're like, reduce the amount of drifting that we have with ball in hand. Let's not play too much in our 22. And relieve pressure where possible. Utilise Dana's left boot, and we'll play up.
Fiona, she sounds like a great coach there. I think she'd be in as an assistant for you, no? I nearly wanted to go out.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Right, girls, we must...
Wouldn't be going near that side of the world now. Absolutely, couldn't be working with this one. Not a chance.
You might get expenses. I'd say they might come late, though.
No, right, those headphones that she's wearing doesn't even work, Steve. That's just all for show.
That's okay. It's all about her. Girls, we must move on. Scotland, England. Record crowd in Edinburgh. Scotland very much put it up to France. Yes, they fell short. Too obvious to say England by 30, 40 points, Fiona, or is that just the way it is?
I don't know, Stu. I think this Scottish team are playing some great rugby. Yes, England were clinical in their last couple of games, but it's not the best English performances I've seen. You know, they obviously beat Wales by 36 points. That's huge. But England were at home. You in those games and how Wales have been performing, I suppose, you'd expect them to hit them for 50. This Scotland team are building. You know, Jenny... You asked Jenny about Ireland. I think Ireland are one win away from getting up the ranks and getting that belief. And I think Scotland have found their belief, their skill set. You talk about Clakey George. I think Helen Nielsen is probably one of the best tens in there at the minute. How she plays the ball, her awareness, her work in the backfield, even to get back in defence after she kicks. She's someone who's just really come into herself. And the Scottish heart, you always think about the Scottish heart in the fight, but now they've seemed to got this skill set. Their shape looks really good. They've got real X-factor players. We covered the game, Stu, and Grant on the wing was absolutely outstanding. We were blown away and watching her footwork and her strength in the carry as well. So, look, I think England will win it, but I think Scotland are going to give them grief, definitely, for the first 30 minutes. And as long as they keep their defence like they have been defending and hold England out, it just adds a lot more pressure on England, who will get there in the end. But I'm not sure it's going to be quite the walkover.
Jenny, Scotland's backbone seems to be pretty good, just as Fiona's talking there. I'm just thinking, Evie Gallagher, Rachel Malcolm, Emma Orr, Grant, you know, Chloe Raleigh can't even get a start. Maybe she will this weekend. But they have got some good depth there.
Yeah, they do. Like, they've got danger players on the bench and then players that add something a little bit different to starters too. And a lot of them, again, bench has experience, which is a little bit different in some areas in Ireland's game. It's like we're replacing a player with 10 caps with another player with a similar amount of experience. Yeah, like Scotland, you can see in how they play. They're very comfortable with their style of play. It's really lovely rugby to watch. Crisp, smart, both taking the ball to the line, using those out-the-back options consistently as well. Set pieces looked an awful lot better than it did last year. I do think that they're going to give England a run for their money in the first 25 minutes. But like with England, they've been slow starters. This competition, it's taken them about 15 minutes to build into it. Now, I know they had a red card in the first 10 minutes against Italy, so that probably wasn't something that they'd planned for. But I can't imagine England being too happy with, even though they're two wins in the bag and two like decent enough wins, I don't think they've actually hit fifth gear yet. And they'll want to be kind of ramping up pretty smartly, because Scotland's kind of going to be, I think, a stronger test than Ireland will be down the line. And they want to be ready to go for France. So I think they're probably going to go full strength. They're going to be quite demanding in what they expect from their team. And I, to be fair, I'd love for it to be a tighter game, but I can see England going plus 25 on Scotland at the weekend.
I suppose the issue I have there, just on an Irish perspective, if Jenny, you're saying they're just sort of ramping up, they have Ireland in round four. Fiona, where do we go there?
I'd say we need to get through this week first anyway. Look, everyone's well aware about going to Twickenham, you know, and look, do you know what? Like, that English team as well, they're able to change it up. I'm not sure if Packer's injured, but she's not even on the starting team. Actually, she's on the bench for the weekend. So they have the ability in those first three rounds to absolutely change things around, but then reward players, you know, that wouldn't normally start. So you've Meg Jones, who's retained her place in centre, and I think she's absolutely outstanding. Their back three are lethal. So I think with Ireland, they're obviously going to be focused on this week. England have to go to Scotland. There's going to be a huge away crowd, but they're also coming back to Twickenham to play Ireland, you know, with a lot of tickets sold to a huge stadium. I think that's the old Sophie Ellis-Bextor one as well. So there'll be a lot of people like you, Stu, going for the music. So I just feel like with this English team, Jenny's right. It's you're watching them. They're winning by 40 points and they're making errors. They haven't even upped that level. They haven't had to up that level to, you know, so I think against Scotland we'll see it lifted. And if they can put in a really good performance, I think Ireland in England probably building towards game. It's a very daunting prospect. I'd say that much. But look, as a player, you'd absolutely love it. Looking up twice, and it was unbelievable. Once I got over this smell of beer, after. No, from this side, the thing, and you got your warm up done, and the minute it kicked off, it's just the same old pitch.
Last but not least, the Sunday game, France against Italy. Where do you feel France are at, Jenny? And obviously, Italy will have a bit of a spring in their step after coming to Dublin and winning.
Yeah, I think probably France were probably a little bit surprised by how difficult it was for them to get the win against Scotland. And that's not a discredit to Scotland. Scotland played really well, but I don't think they're. I can't imagine they're, tap themselves on the back and all plaudits all round. They're again another team that are kind of building, and it's going to be set up for an absolute cracker, Le Crunch, in France at the end of the tournament. But again, really nice to watch. Some phenomenal players in there. The team has been kind of changed a little bit. There's a lot of younger players in the squad, with a lot of players that, you know, when you're talking to some of your the French girls that I would have played against, that they're surprised they're being omissed, like leadership wise, but doing well so far. I just, at the moment, like, I can't see them. If they play the way they're playing now, England will beat them. And England can raise the bar and beat them well, but I think there's still more room for them to improve and for things to start flowing a little bit more. Both just set piece, but also like some errors with like when they've got ball in hand, probably not making the right decision, trying to force it that little bit earlier rather than building one or two more phases into their play. So, you know, that's a lot of the time what you get with a team that are still new and they want to kind of put their hand up. They want to make an impact straight away. They want to be the person to break the line. And it's just like being a little bit more patient, spreading the ball around that little bit more and holding on to it. But yeah, long-winded answer. I think that France will do the job at the weekend comfortably.
Fiona, I think as the weeks go on in this championship, do you think France are going to get it done? Or am I totally deluded?
I think France are going to get done, but I will say
going to get it done. Do you not think they're going to win it?
I did at the start of the tournament, but as I'm watching them now, I was waiting for them to up at another level from the first game, and I haven't seen it. And similar to Jenny, it's that kind of lack of leadership, their decision making. Some of the players are absolutely outstanding, and we've watched them, you know, I suppose week in, week out, we know what they can bring. But for some reason, they're not clicking together. So I know Le Crunch is in France, and I would have, before the tournament, I 100% would have backed. I would have said, yes, this, they're going to get it done. This team is absolutely class, but they're not clicking. There's some moments of magic, but for a full 80 minutes, I haven't seen it. If they can string a performance together against Italy, you know, that puts them back in charge. But just in terms of consistency and physicality, you know, Menage, Medusa Fall, but in general, their scrum, who was almost dominant, their line-out has been exceptional up to this season. And the last few games, they've had errors in both those departments. So I think, yes, they're building a little bit, but they're not quite where I'd like them to be able to say, yes, they'll beat England.
I should have done my research.
And also, like, Italy also have been their banana skin for a few years. Like, the last 10 years, they've had some, you know, surprising defeats as well. Like I'm not saying this is going to be a walkover. France are going into this looking relatively good. They'll be disappointed with that performance against Scotland, so you'd be keen to see how they're going to react to that. But also, Italy, like, we came away from Dublin. We played well. We know what's working well. There's been some, like, outstanding plays. Dinka, in particular, really stood out for me in the RDS. So, you know, if France play well and it clicks, great. Sometimes, same with the men's team, they just, for whatever reason, toys get chucked out of the pram. It doesn't go to plan, and they can get a little bit of, yeah, they can kind of suffer a surprising defeat. So we'll see. You know, it's exciting that some of these games are exciting, because, like, you know, last year was a bit like of a dead fish after you're only waiting for 2-3 games that are close. So hopefully this is going to be building, and we're going to have more competitive games, not just in the Six Nations as well, but there's less of these gaps, because that's what women's rugby needs. It needs to be close encounters, tight encounters, and solid kind of competition.
A final one. I should have done my research, so I'll spring this on you. Where has Caroline Druyan gone and Carla Arbez? Does anyone know? Have they retired or injured or out of form? Please let me know.
Well, Druyan went to the sevens.
Okay, so she's in the sevens, so, right?
Yeah, so that was decided with the Olympics in mind. So she was completely, they knew that she wasn't going to be there. But I'm not, our base could be the same. I'm not too sure on her, but definitely Druyan was gone. So I mean, that's it. And I think it's a Quiero. Is it Quiero, or how do you pronounce it?
We'll go with Quiero. That's definitely not right, but we're going with that.
My Limerick accent does
let me know. I'll be calling her Quiero on Sunday.
I'm covered, so I'll have to start that one out. But look, she's just, I suppose, it isn't clicking. I'll be honest with you. In watching her, you've got Fernier, who's absolutely outstanding, has been. But for some reason, she isn't on the ball enough at 12. There's just something not clicking. And I think changing the 10 so much in the last couple of years for France, we spoke about it with Ireland. But imagine you have Druyan in there. She's after getting consistency in how she's playing. We know her ability to tear teams apart. Yes, she makes errors at times. But I think this change up has definitely affected France in that area.
Right, girls, I can tell you're buzzing for this predictions, and I'm pretty sure you didn't get it right a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, we'll go with that.
All right, Steve. All right, let's drag it all up. Thanks very much, Stan. Yeah,
I got 3 wrong myself. Right, so Ireland, Wales, England, Scotland, and Italy, France. So let's go Ireland first, Fiona.
Yeah, I think Ireland will get this. I think this is going to be the big one. Maybe the only win, but I feel like they'll get a job done in Cork.
And then Italy and France?
Italy, France. I think France will get it done. I know Jenny spoke about a banana skin, but I think France will get it done, and England will as well. They'll be under pressure to start the game with Scotland, but they'll get it done.
Jenny, same for you or slightly different?
Bang on the same when it comes to the France and England game. The Ireland Wales game, I'm gonna go with Ireland. Yeah, I think
You're gonna doubt your country there, were you?
I was like, I've got social media, I'll get absolutely rinsed, probably safer. No, I do think that, like,
Ireland's game, sure you do.
let me say my piece, dude. I think that they'd be pretty gutted with the Italy game, to be honest, because they knew they were capable of winning that. And we'll see what the team is like now. Are they capable of bouncing back from something like that? Because that Italy game, you'd be gutted. That should have been one error after error, silly decisions, knock-ons and stuff. That's just like, you know, players themselves are like, that's unacceptable. So they can tidy that up, and hopefully there'll be a good mix of nervousness, rage. But see, you're shaking your head here like this. I'm calling Ireland for a win, and you can watch that in the afterwards, but you're a beast. Thanks.
Before there's a scrap, Jenny and Fiona, thanks so much as always. Don't forget to tune in on Virgin Media on Saturday as we head to Cork and Virgin Media Park. It's the big one, Ireland against Wales.